ॐ सहना भवतु सहना भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति 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 ॐ यच्छन्दसामृषभो विश्वरूपः छन्दोऽभ्योऽध्यमृता आसम्बभूव समेन्द्रो मेधया आस्मृणोतु अमृतस्य देवधारणौ भूयासम् शरीरम् मे विचर्षणम् जह्वा मे मधुमत्तमा कर्णा आभ्याम् भूरिविश्रुवम् ब्रह्मन कोशोऽसि मेधया पिहितः श्रुतम् मे गोपाय आवहन्ति वितन्वाना कुर्वाणा चिरमात्मनः वासागुंसि मम गावश्च अन्नपाने च सर्वदा ततो मे श्रियमावह लोमशाम् पशुभिः सह स्वाहा आमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा इमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा प्रमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा तमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा शमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा यशोजने सानि स्वाहा श्रेयान् वश्यतो सानि स्वाहा सन्त्वापगप्रविशानि स्वाहा समापगप्रविश स्वाहा तस्मिन् सहस्रशाखे निभगाहं त्वयि मृजे स्वाहा यथा प्रधायन्ति यथा मासा अहर्जरम् एवं मां ब्रह्मचारिणः धातरायन्ति सर्वथ स्वाहा प्रतिवेशो चिक्रमाधायि क्रमापद्यस्व ॐ महं वृक्षश्चिरेरिव कीर्तिपृष्टं गिरेरिव पूर्वपवित्रो वाजिनीव स्वमृतमस्मि द्रविणगुंसवर्चसम् सुमेधा अमृतोक्षितः शङ्कोर्वेदानुवचनम् ॐ ब्रह्मविरा आप्नोतिहरम् तदेशाभ्युक्ता सत्यम् ज्ञानमनन्तम् ब्रह्म यो वेदनिहितम् गुहायाम् परमे व्योमन् सोऽश्नुते सर्वान् कामान् सह ब्रह्मणा विपश्चितेति तस्माद्वा एतस्मात् पाह्मन आकाशसम्भूतः यतो वाचो निवर्तन्ते अथवा आप्यमनसा सह आनन्दम् ब्रह्मणो विद्वान् न पिबेति कदाचनेति तस्यैष एव शारीर आत्मा असन्नेव स भवति असद्ब्रह्मेति वेद चेत् अस्ति ब्रह्मेति चेद् वेद सन्तमेनम् तथो विदुरिति देशात्मार्पातः भवते देशो देति सूर्यः देशात्मादग्निश्चेन्द्रश्च विद्युर्भावति पञ्चमैः सायशानन्दस्य मीमा पुंसा भवति.
Now this next section is what we're going to be working on today. But let's go to where we started last week, the new section last week, Sayas Jayam Purushe, where what we worked on last week at the new section. If I mark it for you, yes, Charlie. On page 20. Now for this, for those of you who use this, it's on page 26. Where is it for you?
I printed it out. I didn't have those, so I printed it out today. I'm going to see.
Page 17. Where is it on 17? Up at the top. up at the top on page 17. Everybody has?
Let me ask them.
Repeat after me. Sayaschayam Purushe. Sayaschayam Purushe. Yascha Savaditye. Yascha Savaditye. Saekaha. Saekaha. Saya evam vita. Saya evam vita. Asmalok. Asmalokat pretya. Asmalokat pretya. Etamannamayamatmanamupasankramati. Etamvanamayamatmanamupasankramati. Etamvanamayamatmanamupasankramati. Etammanomayamatmanamupasankramati. Etammanomayamatmanamupasankramati. Etan vijnanamayamatmanamupasankramati. Etan vijnanamayamatmanamupasankramati. Etamanandamayamatmanamupasankramati. Etamanandamayamatmanamupasankramati. Tarapyesha shloko bhavati. Tarapyesha shloko bhavati. Now, just repeat after me. This is similar from, very similar to a previous verse. I'll tell you the difference. So repeat after me. Yato vacho nivartan te.
Yato vacho nivartan
te. Aprapya manasa saha.
Aprapya manasa saha.
Anandam brahmano vidvan.
Anandam brahmano vidvan.
Nabibeti kutaschaneti.
Nabibeti kutaschaneti.
So saying, yataha vachaha nivartante. Yataha vachaha nivartante. Aprapya manasa saha. Anandam brahmanaha vidvan. Na bibeti kutaschana iti. That's the verse. From the previous, the last line of the previous section, tarapyesha shloko bhavati, for this there is the shloka. Right, for what we've just done, there's a shloka, and this is the shloka. So, yataha, from which, it's an indeclinable form of yet, in the fifth case, that test ending gives the sense of the fifth case. So yet that means from which, okay? From which can also mean because of which. But here it's from which vachaha, words, nominative singular, nivartante, returns, third person plural. Yetaha, from which vachaha, words, nivartante, return. Aprapya, indeclinable past participle. Having not gained, having not reached, manasa saha, together with the mind, manasa, instrumental singular, saha, indeclinable, governing the instrumental, together with the manas, together with the mind. So, from which words, together with the mind, having not attained, return. Okay, so from which words, along with the mind, having not reached, return. Okay. Everybody see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there any reason for the danda in the middle at all after that?
I don't know what it is. It's just a chanting convention. There must be something, but I don't know what it is.
Brahma Prakash.
Yeah, I can ask Swamiji and then I'll try to remember. Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha. So we've seen that, right?
Mm-hmm. Then
anandam brahmano vidvan. The vidvan, the one who knows, the anandam of Brahman. Anandam is accusative singular. Brahmanaha of Brahman. The vidvan, the one who is knowing. The vidvan, nominative, singular. It means it can govern the accusative, vidbond. It's an adjective, means the one who knows. There's the substantive, whatever it is, who is knowing. And that can take the accusative. I looked this up. There's still more to do on it. Remember we were working on this yesterday, some of them? For now, until I find out this one particular thing, that was not clear in the Bhasha. Take vidvan as able to govern the accusative. So the one who knows, the vidvan, the knower, can just mean also just a learned person, but if it takes an accusative, it can take an accusative. So it means the one who knows the ananda, brahmana of brahman. Okay. And here, we have to remember also that the genitive can be used in the sense of the equation, because it's really the ananda which is Brahman. It's not the ananda Brahman. It's not that there's Brahman here who has some ananda. The ananda is Brahman. So the example that they use for that often, for that use of the genitive, is what they call Rahu's head. You know, in astrology, there's Rahu and Ketu. Rahu is the head, Ketu is the tail.
Oh, mm-hmm.
It's not that Rahu has a head. Rahu is the head, but we say the head of Rahu. We say Rahu's head, you know. So that's just an example. The head is Rahu. Here the anandam is Brahman. It's not that there's something separate. So that's the use of the genitive there. Brahmana has it in the genitive singular.
Anandam is wholeness.
Ananda. You can take wholeness, fullness. Limitlessness.
Complete.
Don't use bliss.
Please use bliss.
It's often translated as bliss, but if you use bliss, you have to define it.
Okay.
Swarupa bliss as opposed to Vishya bliss. Vicky. Swarupa Ananda, Swarupa bliss versus Vicky bliss. The knower, the one who knows the anandam of Brahman, literally, okay, anandam brahmano vidvan, na bibeti, he does not fear, okay, kutaschana iti, he does not fear from anything. Now, remember that fear governs the fifth case. So kutaha, kutaschana, it's a, what do you call it, indefinite pronoun, using kutaha instead of kasmat, kasmat, right? So kutaha means from, so it's got that fifth case, that's that tensile ending. So he does not fear, the vidvan, right, does not fear from anything. And so if you remember one of the important verses that we did, for me it's on page 23. It's right after when we were doing the Manomaya Kosha, because for that Manomaya Kosha there is this shloka. That's right. Yes. Yato vacho nivarantante apva apyamanasa saha anandam brahmano vidvan nabibeti kadachaneti kadachana. So how, there's a difference, there's just a slight difference, kadachana, kutaschana. Kadachana means at any time. And so Swamiji in his bhasha, and I think Shankara deals with this too, why use kadachana in the first one in reference to the Manomaya? And kutaschana in reference to the anandamaya and to the nature of Brahman. It's because when we're saying the kadachana, we're still at the manomaya. And so the one who knows this doesn't fear at any time. Means that the person can have fear, but he's in a state where he's not having fear at any time. Whereas when we say kutaschana, there is nothing to fear. There is not fear from anything because Advaita, there's no second thing. And so it's impossible to have the fear where the other one is maintaining the state of fearlessness, something like that in the Manomaya. The one who has this vision, then they don't have fear at any time, but they could. The jnani can't, because there is no second thing to fear. So that's the difference between kadachana and kutaschana. Becomes a...
But you probably bump into fear, though, right?
Well, the atma can't.
Like,
when there's no second thing, to the degree that there's no second thing, there's no cause for fear. If there's a second thing, if you've moved into kind of a mityajnana, you know, into where you're becoming a jiva for the moment, mm-hmm. and subject to the subject object to the dvaita, mm-hmm. then there's that second thing. Then you can have fear. You're slipping into fear.
Yeah.
But to the degree that there's no second thing, to that degree, there is no fear. So for the one who has nishta, right, there is no fear because there's no second thing.
Mm.
That's the idea.
Mm.
So that's why the kutasthana, he doesn't fear anything. He's not fearful of anything. Okay? So now, let's go on. Eta gum haba. Do you see that va, va? That's how I have it
right?
Connect them, vava.
Oh,
just draw a line through. It's that way in this thing too, Edward. So if you're using this, just draw a line. The word is vava. So. Etagum havava natapati.
Etagum havava natapati.
So if I break the Sunday, etam. Ha va ha vava na tapati. Then kim ahagam
kim
sadhu na karavam
kim
ahagam sadhu na karavam
kim ahagam sadhu na karavam.
So kim aham sadhu na akaravam. Okay. Kim aham sadhu na akaravam. Kim aham papam.
Kim aham aham papam.
So kim aham papam akaravam iti.
Kim aham papam akaravam iti.
Kim aham papam akaravam iti.
Kim aham
papam akaravam iti.
Kim aham papam akaravam iti.
Yes, I was just breaking the Sunday down. I'd like you to see that. There isn't any real Sunday, right? But I'm just breaking the words there.
We like to do that.
Yeah. Sayat evam vidane iti.
Vidvanete.
Did I mispronounce that?
No idea.
Saya evam vidanete. Vidanete.
Vidvanete.
What am I saying? Yeah, I'm saying something wrong, right?
You're saying vidan.
Vidvanete. I knew something was wrong and I couldn't figure it out. Saya evam vidvanete.
Saya evam vidvanete.
Saya evam vidvan ete.
Saya evam vidvan ete.
Atmanagas.
Atmanagas.
Sprinite. Atmanagas. So that's going to be gas, okay? Atmanagas. Sprinite.
Atmanagas.
Sprinite. We for English speakers, not, you've got to go from the lingual to the dental, so I have to think about too. Atmana gasparnute.
Atmana gasparnute.
What Vagishananda has taught me, sometimes when you have, like for us, it's going from a school to a dental, it can be hard. Because
wait, where are we talking?
Spurnute. Spurnute. Nu is a lingual.
Mm-hmm. Nu.
Mm. Nu is a lingual letter.
Nu.
And then te is a dental. Te is a dental. So you have to go lingual dental. Nu te. So, nute. So sometimes I'll just go, nute, nute, nute. Nute, nute, nute. Because it doesn't happen for us naturally, that's right. So you have to work on it. Spring nute, okay? Spring nute. So let me do the sentence. Saha Yaha Avam Vidvan Ete Atmanam Atmanam Spurnate. Saha Yaha Avam Vidvan Ete Atmanam. That dress is an Anuswara. Atmanam Spurnate. Okay. Ube ye vaisha.
Ube ye
ye vaisha.
Ube ye ye vaisha.
Ube ye ye vaisha. Ete atmanagas.
Ete atmanagas.
Spirite. Atmanagas. Ube ye vaisha ete atmanagas prunite.
Ube ye vaisha ete atmanagas
prunite. Ube he eva eshaha. He, you see the he there? He eva eshaha. Ube he eva eshaha. Ete atmanam sprinute. Ube hi eva eshaha. Ete atmanam sprinute. Ya evam veda.
Ya evam veda.
Yaha evam veda.
Yaha evam veda.
Iti Upanishad.
Iti Upanishad.
Iti Upanishad.
Iti Upanishad.
Iti Upanishad.
Iti Upanishad.
Okay, good. Okay, for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to the Etagun and Etam, Havava, and Atapati. Ha and vava are just two particles that give emphasis, called avadharanam, they give emphasis to what is preceding. So both things, they're both just emphasis, ha and vava, two indeclinables. The na tepati, it means...
Did you miss the first word?
No, I'm doing it backwards.
Okay.
Eta means him. Okay. This does not. The tap is to understand it should be tapiyati causal. Okay. This does not burn him. This does not afflict him. This does not afflict him. Emphasis with the havava. This does not afflict him. What doesn't afflict him? We have to see. So the tap means to burn, to afflict, to, you know.
Tap.
So this is tapiyati. But we want the sense to be causal, tapiyati. This does not cause him pain. This does not bother him. This does not afflict him. What does it, what we're going to see?
Okay, but it doesn't say this here, right, in the sentence?
No, we're adding the into the subject. Okay? Into the verb. We're adding the subject into the verb.
Okay.
And
are we going to use
the verb? We're going to say it, tapiyati. It does not afflict him.
Afflict.
Okay. Does not cause him pain.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to say it? Him is accused of singular, atom. And him stands to the one who knows in this manner, as we'll see, the Avon bit. He knows in this manner, this does not afflict him. What doesn't afflict him? These thoughts, these two thoughts. The first one is, Kim aham sadhu na karavam. Why didn't I do good? Why didn't I do the right thing? Kim is why, aham I, right? Sadhu, that which is good, right? Na akaravam. Akaravam is past tense. First person singular. Aham. Akaravam. Na akaravam. Why didn't I? Akaravam means did. Right? To do. Why did I not? Na akaravam. Why didn't I do good? Why didn't I do the right thing? Is how we would say it. Why didn't I do what is sadhu?
Mm-hmm.
right? The Dharma, the what is the proper. Everybody see that? Kim aham sadhu na akaravam. Then the next one is Kim aham papam akaravam iti. Why did I do papa? Right, so there's no no there. Kim akaravam. Why did I do, right? Why did I do papa? Why didn't I do the right thing? Why did I do papa iti? So this, iti puts that whole thing in quotes. Why didn't I do the right thing? Why did I do papa? Quotes. This doesn't afflict him. This thinking, this guilt, this, Swamijara called it this guilt. Why doesn't this guilt of not having done the right thing and having done the wrong thing, this guilt doesn't cause him pain, doesn't afflict him. Okay. Why not? Okay. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like a suspense novel.
Actually, with these two things, this is what afflicts the person, you know. And so to be free of that type of a, really free of that type of a guilt. How can a person be free of guilt like that? Because we're always, Jesus and I, Basha, on this, you know, we're, it's impossible to always do the right thing and never do the wrong thing, right? On so many different levels, so. Why even if you get, why can't I do the right thing? Why do I always do a wrong thing? Why can't I do the right thing? What is the matter with me? I try so hard. I'm sorry. So dude, that's our the guilt, okay. So saya evam saha yaha evam vidvam. Ate atmanam sprinite. Okay. He who yaha saha yaha, he who vidvan evam. He who, literally, he was a vidvan in this manner. He who knows in this manner. Mm-hmm. He was knowing in this way, right? He who knows in this manner. In what manner? This whole thing that we've just done. The Advaita Ananda Brahman. He who knows Brahman, which is at Ananda, which is Advaita Brahman. So he who knows in this manner, as it means, goes back to what we just unfolded. So he who knows in this manner, ete atmanam sprinute. That one strengthens. Sprinute means to, the different meanings here, Shankara's using it, it is strengthens, enlivens, it strengthens. So let me just do it this way and then we'll do something else. He strengthens the Atma, the self, accusative, and Ete, accusative, dual. He sees it like this. Let me say the meaning first. He sees these punyan papa, quote, these two that are expressed, why don't I do the right thing? Why do I do the wrong thing? So, why do I do this? So there's punyan papa. So let's take those two statements as one punya, one papa. Punyan papa means papa punya is doing the right thing. Papa is doing the wrong thing. Okay. So why don't I do the right thing? Why do I do the wrong thing? We're not going to call it punyan papa. Okay. He sees both punya and papa as the Atma. Even that's the thing. He sees everything as the Atma, as the self, including punya and papa. And so, in fact, all of these things just strengthen himself because he sees nothing away from the Atma. So, ete atmanam, both in the accusative dual, he understands both of these as himself. Okay. These two, as the Atma, he sees these two as the Atma because this whole teaching, everything is the Atma. And so, even punya and papa, that which terribly afflicts, right? He sees that which afflicts the punya and papa, this duality, both, as the Atma. So these two, he strengthens himself as these two.
Atmanam is accusative dual?
Accusative singular.
Oh, but okay, that's what I'm
saying. Accusative singular.
Okay.
Ate is accusative dual. Mm-hmm. These two are the self, right? So the self is free from punya and papa, but the truth of punya and papa is the Atma, so satyam mitya. So the punya and papa becomes what Swamiji will say, bodhita. When we, as soon as we go into a satyam mithya relationship, we use the word bodhita. Bodhita means the truth of it has been negated. Right? It's a negation of the reality of sati. We say bodhita because the punya and papa, the duality still is there. Like for a person and jnani, this whole creation is there, this body, mind, sense organs is there, the kartritvam, bhoktritvam, all these things are there, but they're all bodhita. Punya and papa are all bodhita also. Bodhita means mithya. Mithya means I am the self, the truth of the punya and papa is me, is the atma, but I am free of it. And so I see everything as the atma, including my punya and papa, including my success, even, you know, punya and papa, my successes and failures, all of these things that a samsari will view. We even negate the whole concept of success and failure, because what is success from one standpoint is failure from another, then it's endless. But all of these dualities are resolved in the atma, because I'm not just the truth of the punya, I'm the truth of the papa also. I'm the truth of the whole creation. So all of this resolves into me, that it's free of all of it. So that's what he's saying.
The truth in the sense of it, that...
The self of it.
Yeah, it's the existence. You're identifying with existence.
It's the clay of the pot.
Yeah.
I'm the self, the truth of the punya, the truth of the papa. So the punya and papa depend on me for their very being. I'm their self, but I'm also free of them. So that's what they mean. It becomes mithya, it becomes bodhita. So then he says, he repeats some words, because ubay both, indeed, ubay ete, both of these, indeed, esha haki, the vidvan, atmanam, the self, I don't like the way they use strength. It confuses me. Eshaha sprunute, eshaha atmanam sprunute, because both of these, because he strengthens himself as both of these. He strengthens himself as both of these. Yaha evam veda, I have to do more work on that. I understand what it says in the meaning, if I just talk about the meaning, but it's hard for me to translate it. He who in this manner Veda, he who in this manner knows, is he thus the Upanishad. This is the Upanishad, that's the Upanishad. Upanishad can mean this is the, Upanishad sometimes is called the Rahasyam. It is the great secret. This is the great secret teaching. This is the Upanishad is the great secret teaching.
Why do they use the word secret?
Just sometimes you punish it, there's a breakdown for it in that way. It's the greatest secret, that which is hidden in the secret. So Shankar just says it, and he doesn't go into an unfoldment of it, it's just the greatest secret. Let's chant it, and then during the break, I'm going to look at something. Because I don't like the way I chant it.
Yato vacho nivartante, yato vacho nivartante, apra apya manasasaha, apra apya manasasaha, anandam brahmano vidvan, anandam brahmano vidvan, nabhideti kutaschaneti, nabhideti kutaschaneti, etagam havabana tapati, etagam havava namati, etagam havava, etagam havava, havava natapati, havava natapati, etagam havava natapati, etagam havava natapati, etagam havava natapati, etagam havava natapati, kimahagam sadhuna karavam, kimahagam sadhuna karavam, kimahagam, kimahagam, kimaham sadhuna karavam
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 kimaham papam
kimaham papam
kimaham papam akaravamiti
kimaham papam akaravamiti
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 makaravamiti
makaravamiti
kimaham papam akaravamiti
kimaham papam akaravamiti
kimaham papam akaravamiti
kimaham papam akaravamiti
saya evam vidvanete
saya evam vidvanete
saya evam vidvanete
saya evam vidvanete
atmanakshrunate
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 saya evam vidvanete atmanakshrunate
saya evam vidvanete atmanakshrunate
saya evam vidvanete atmanakshrunate
saya evam vidvanete atmanakshrunate
ubhaye vaisha
ubhaye vaisha
ubhaye vaisha
ubhaye vaisha
ete atmanakshrunate
ete atmanakshrunate
ubhaye vaisha 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 ete atmanakshrunate
ya evam veda
ya evam veda
ityupanishat
ityupanishat
ya evam veda
ya evam veda
ityupanishat
ityupanishat
yato vacho nivartante
yato vacho nivartante
apra apya manasasaha
apra apya manasasaha
anandam brahmano vidvan
anandam brahmano vidvan
napideti kutaschaneti
napideti kutaschaneti
etagam havavana tapati
etagam havavana tapati
kimahagam sadhuna karvam
kimaham sadhuna karvam
kimaham papam akaravamiti
kimaham papam akaravamiti
saya evam vidvanete atmanakshrunate
saya evam vidvanete atmanakshrunate
ubhaye vaisha ete atmanakshrunate
ubhaye vaisha ete atmanakshrunate
ya evam veda
ya evam veda
ityupanishat
ityupanishat
nishti sahana and it was sahana om sahana
bhavatu sahana bhunaktu saha viryam karavavahai tejasvinavadhitamastu mavidvishavahari om shanti shanti shanti.
There's a couple of draggy places. Repeat after me. If we could get up a little higher. Om sahanavavatu
om sahanavavatu
sahanau punattu
sahanau punattu
saha viryam karavavahai
saha viryam karavavahai.
That's where this is where we get a drag sometimes. Saha viryam karavavahai
Sahavīryam karavāvahai
Tejasvināvadhītamastu
Mā vidviṣāvahai
Tejasvināvadhītamastu Mā vidviṣāvahai Tejasvināvadhītamastu mā vidviṣāvahai
Did you get it? Sorry. It's the chai.
Om sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunatu, sahavīryam karavāvahai Tejasvināvadhītamastu mā vidviṣāvahai Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
You might work on that a little bit with Bhagishananda. It's okay now, but we have to work on it because it keeps falling back into something that doesn't sound quite right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a break.